Khubayb smiles and says, do you think I'll harm this masoom child? We are Muslims, we stand for justice. Yeah, he gives back the child to their family. Then the time comes, they say, we're going to execute you. But we do not execute you in the haram. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, you know M3, we know our BMs. So remember, M3 is haram. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. Arafat is out of the haram, Tan'im is out of the haram. They bring Khubayb to Tan'im. When they bring him to Tan'im, what happens? They ask him, what do you want to do before we execute you? Your last wish. He says, I want to read Salat. أول من سن الصلاة قبل الموت أي خبيب بن عدي. The first person to read Salat before being executed was Khubayb bin Adi. He reads 2 rakat Salat in Tan'im. And then he tells them, I did not prolong and lengthen the Salat because you will think I'm fearing death. Listen to the poetry, brothers and sisters, O people of General Islam. That Khubayb bin Adi recited, وَلَسْتُ بَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا. I don't care, you can murder and execute me, as long as I die and I pass away as a Muslim, whether I fall on my right hand side or whether I fall on my left hand side. Then, brothers and sisters, the dua he makes. This is the lesson we have to learn today. He makes the dua, Allahumma ahsihim adada, waqtulhum badada, wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Oh Allah, you take them one by one. Oh Allah, you decimate and destroy them. Oh Allah, don't leave any one of them. Lo and behold, from Tan'im, he sends salam to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. Ya Rasulullah, I am going now. There's no one to give you salam. He conveys the salam. And Nabi alayhi salam is relating the story to the Sahaba in Madinah to Rasul. And then he's executed. In a matter of months, all these zalimeen are perished and destroyed and decimated. We need to have that conviction, my brothers. We need to be reading the incidents of Quran. You as a mother, Asiya. When last did you study Hazrat Asiya? Her name Asiya, the lady of hope and inspiration and motivation. Today we want to read of Hollywood, Bollywood, Tiger Hood, all the shaitans together. And then we wonder how come our families are so dysfunctional. Remember, brothers, it is our duty. So the problems are there. Now what should we be doing? We don't speak of problems only. We'll highlight the problem. Islam teaches us the solution also. First thing, brothers and sisters, we have to do. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Verily Almighty Allah will not change the plight of a nation until we change within ourselves. Me and you in South Africa, my brothers, we do not even know our history. We will go to Cape Town, we will go to Robben Island, we will go to Table Mountain, we will go where the two oceans meet, finish. Go study our history, brothers and sisters. From the year 1654 to 1804, 1654 to 1804, for 150 years, you see all these beautiful Quran Kareems we have in Masjid al-Taqwa and all our masajid. The Quran Kareem was banned in South Africa. No one was allowed to teach the Quran. No one was allowed to become Hafiz of the Quran. Today South Africa is that country, one of the greatest countries in this sense. We export and send Huffaz and Ulama to Australia, Europe, America, Africa, various parts of the world. This is the system of Almighty Allah. For go read the book, The History of the Cape Malays. Go read the book, The Mosque of Buakab. You will find all this data and information there. How Almighty Allah chose certain people. 1794, Masjid al-Awwal was built there in Buakab. I was there just 2-3 weeks ago. I visited 10 masajid. These are the oldest masajid in South Africa. How many of us are interested in knowing these facts? So number one, brothers, we have to change. When this ummah makes sacrifice, then remember, Almighty Allah's help comes. So number one, we have to bring the change. Number two, we need to influence people and not get influenced by people. We go home now after Jummah Salat, look at our children, look at our youth. 80%, 90% of them, they idolize the soccer stars, Manchester and this one and that one. The World Cup came. What sacrifices were made? People were waiting 3, 4, 5 hours before the match. I must be there, it's part of history. What did you gain? What did we obtain? Zero, zilch. So think properly, we have to influence people, not get influenced by people. Next message, brothers, iqra, read. How many of us do serious reading? A nation that does not read is not fit for leadership. A nation that does not read will commit the same mistakes in future what they committed in the past. I need to make the statement clear, and the world is hearing. If you put a Muslim and you put a Jew and you discuss the issue of Palestine vis-a-vis Israel, 80% of the time the Jew will beat the Muslim. The Jews are less than 20 million in the world. But what do? They make sure every person, or 90% of them, are well read, they're well documented, they have proof. We are only emotional, most of us. And if you go into a straightforward debate and discussion, we will not be able to win the day. We don't even know. People going to Palestine, alhamdulillah, but go and read more about it. Read about Iraq, about Afghanistan, about Kashmir, so many places, Sudan. So we will know what happened there and why the enemy's eyes are there. If we do not read, brothers, then we cannot lead the world. We need to become experts in every field. Next one, my brothers, be honest, today is a Mubarak day. We're in a Mubarak place. When last did we raise our hands? When last did we go into Sajda and cry to Almighty Allah for this beloved Ummah? How many a child is being tortured? 10,000 people incarcerated in the land of Palestine. Guantanamo Bay is still being opened and the people are there. Who is there for these people? My brothers, listen to what Almighty Allah says. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Tell them, O Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, my Allah is not bothered about you. My Allah is not concerned about you if you do not make dua. Husband, wife, I just came yesterday to Durban, and one person last night told me a horrendous story about his son and his daughter-in-law, and you can't believe how low we have become. Nevertheless, today husband, wife have an argument. What do the husband say? You do my way or you catch the highway. What the wife says in democratic South Africa, which highway, the toll road or the normal road? If Allah tells us that you go, get out, I got nothing to do with you, lawla du'aukum, if it is not your dua, where will we go? Who is there for us? Brothers, understand, this time Allah has given us, 2 minutes, 5 minutes a day, raise your hands and take out the time and beg Almighty Allah for this ummah. This ummah is too precious, my brothers. We in South Africa, I'll give you one incident only because of time constraint. We in South Africa, my brothers, we are very, very complacent and we think everything is fine. We are the super Muslims of the world. Junubi Africa, we are the top people. Because we don't have Zimbabwe dollars in our pocket, we have US dollars. So our nose is a little bit high, you know. Think properly, brothers. Go study the history of Spain, Andalus, Muslim Spain. 787 years, almost 8 centuries, they were in charge. They had the biggest masjid in the whole world with the roof on, even bigger than Masjid Nabawi. Jami Qurtuba, I visited the place myself. When you enter there today, the police, I'm dressed just like this, it was me and my wife. The police came, sir, sir, no prayer. When you walk further, it's changed into a church. You walk further, the church choir is playing their music and church songs. In the greatest masjid of our time, the biggest masjid. You go even further, you come here to the first surf. The mihrab is there, the niche is there, and the first surf is there, cordoned off. What will you do? You are just going to read salat, again the police come and they surround you. No prayer. So you just raise your hand and say, oh Allah, bring back the glory of the bygone days to these or places. Imagine no adhan, no salat, nothing. In that place, which was our greatest and biggest masjid at that time. Greatest, I'm not speaking of sawab, I'm speaking of size-wise and so forth. So when me and you brothers become complacent, remember Almighty Allah changes the halat and conditions. From there 5-8 kilos you just travel, Madina to Zahra. The royal family where they used to stay. What luxury, opulent lifestyle. All that was their forte. And today it is just relics and ruins. So my message to you, my brothers and sisters, and the listeners of CII, is very simple. Each one of us, we have to do serious reading. Second, we want the help of Allah. We don't say this government, that government is hopeless. Ask ourselves, what change have I brought within my life? If I don't change, then what's the sense complaining of others? Third one, my brothers, every day make special dua. Fourth one, these wonderful children and flowers we have. You as the father, you as the mother, teach them the incidents mentioned in the Noble Quran, like Asiya radiallahu anha, and then relate it to the modern day Pharaoh, what they are doing to our countries today. And obviously we have many puppets in the Muslim countries. And the last one, my brothers, and this might be the most important, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Whatever happens, never become disillusioned, disappointed in the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Always remain positive. Ya Allah, you put Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, your most beloved and most precious in the entire creation, through so many tests and trials. Oh Almighty Allah, this Ummah today is going through so many trials. So it is like a lady in her labor period, and when she gives birth, then it is a time of joy. So may Almighty Allah show us a day when our Mujahideen will be successful and victorious throughout the world. May Almighty Allah give hidayah to our enemies. If there is no hidayah for them, Almighty Allah destroy them. And may Almighty Allah liberate the land of Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, all the occupied territories. In conclusion, we thank our Mawlana Dawood Siddat, the Imam of the Masjid, the trustees, and all of you. Make dua for the Ummah, make dua for us and all the Hujjaj who are going, inshallah. May Almighty Allah bless us with the Hajj Maqbool and Hajj Mabroor. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.